I'm here with Fremont City Councilman from the 3rd Ward, Mark Jensen. Mark, thanks for joining me today.
Well, thanks for having me.
Mark, can you tell listeners a little bit about your background, such as how long you've been in Fremont?
Sure. We moved to Fremont when I was about 10 years old from Omaha. My parents, both of my parents' parents, are from farming communities north of Fremont near the Euling, Swalberg, if you're familiar with the church up there.
Sure.
My maternal grandparents farmed like 2 miles down the road from there. That was farmstead was in there. It was homesteaded over 150 years ago.
Oh, wow.
That they've been there. And my father's family was from the Craig area. When they got together, they moved to Omaha. That's where I was born. We moved to Fremont. My dad accepted a job at the as a mechanic at the JCPenney Automotive at the brand new Fremont Mall.
So, oh, wow.
So that's going back some time. Yeah. I worked at Cargill Meat Solutions in Schuyler for just short as a line worker. And I was a supervisor I spent over 40 years there. I was a supervisor for about 30 of it.
Can you tell everybody why you decided to run for re-election?
You know, the first year was the first term was a very steep learning curve. And and my first term was from 18 to 22. So the spring of 19, we had historic flooding, a lot of it in my ward, Ward 3, and then followed that up with a pandemic. So the learning curve was very steep. And I'd kind of like to run for 4 years to see what a normal 4 years looks like, if there is such a thing.
What are you most proud of that the city has accomplished in the last 4 years? There seems to be a lot of growth in the city.
Yes, a lot of growth. That's good. We're happy about the growth. As far as the council administration, some of the things we've accomplished, the renovation of the library. Of course, this was with the voters. I mean, they funded it for us.
Sure.
The renovation of the library, we just broke ground. It's going full force. The renovation of the city auditorium. A lot of people can't use that very much right now because the library's in there. Yeah. But Kim Koski, that was one of her final projects, was that, and did a very good job on it and came in a little under budget.
Yeah, which is hard to do, obviously.
Extremely hard to do. Yeah. And I guess one thing that got started under my tenure was the Southeast Beltway. Looking, you know, hindsight is always 20/20, but looking at it now, I think, thank goodness we got it started when we did, because once we got into the pandemic and what's gone with these costs and stuff, probably would have taken it completely off the board. So thank goodness we got it started when we did. Otherwise, it might not happen for 10 more years or more.
That's a great point with the rising cost of everything and supply chain issues. You know, Mark, I don't care if it's city council, board of supervisors, Congress, state legislature, there's always going to be challenges. What are some of the challenges that the city council is facing right now?
As far as with the city go right now, as you mentioned, we've got some very significant growth in the city. We just need to make sure that our public services are keeping up with that growth. Just my opinion, the fire station, we're probably okay right now for a little while, and we have actually acquired properties next to the fire station. So if we decide expansion in that area, it's good. I know a lot of cities our size have more than one, but most of them don't have it as centrally located as ours is. Ours is located very much towards the center of town where they can get to a lot of places. If it looks like a substation of some kind is important, I mean, absolutely. I think more important is that we do something with the police station. The police station, I noticed that when I first came on council 4 years ago, you know, one of the first things they do is they have us tour facilities. And that was one of the things that stuck in my mind was what that facility was like. Our police officers deserve better. That's one of the things I think we need to get done sooner rather than later.
So Mark, you would say that is a priority at this stage?
I believe that is correct. Yes. I think that's important.
Okay.
When you've got projects on, like, you know, how much can you do at once, I guess is what my, you know, we've got, you know, we're working in the library. Really, as far as construction, there's a city building going in also. How much can you do at once? But yeah, I think it's important that we do that. But we're going to have to watch what supply chain and inflation and construction costs are going to look like. I think we have to do it, but we have to be smart and make sure we're spending the money wisely to get what we need.
What do you see for the city in the next 4 years? It seems like the downtown area is revitalized. There's more housing that's going up. I know you guys have done exhaustive work on the tech park and that sort of thing. Just what path do you see the city going, and how do you feel about that as a councilman?
I feel good about the way what's going on in Fremont. If of course, with the global inflation and everything that's going on now, it's going to make some things a lot more difficult. Fortunately, we were able to hold the line, not raise our levy any the last 2 years so of the budget. So hopefully we'll maintain the costs. I'm trying to get back to your question. I feel very good about where Fremont is right now. I think we're moving in the right direction. There's going to be some challenges, and with growing, there's always some growing pains. Yeah. So I think we're moving in the right direction. I think we've got some good people to help us get there.
Mark, is there anything you'd like to add, or anything we didn't go over?
No, not really. Just I'd as far as my constituents in Ward 3, I just I thank them for their support. I hope for the continued support, and I'd be honored to serve them again for another 4 years if they so choose.
Okay, thanks a lot, Mark.
Thank you.